Hey everyone, happy, 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 happy Monday. I don't know about you, but I'm extremely excited because we are officially in one of my favorite months of the year. We are officially in the month of May, which means two things. Number one, we are getting closer and closer to my birthday. I turned 25 this year. And then two, we are getting ready to do our different days or weeks worth of giveaways. Now, for those who don't know or haven't been listening to or didn't listen to last week's episode, for my birthday this year, I want to conduct a week's worth of giveaways where I give away different products and services from Black-owned businesses, as well as what? Cash money. I know we are all in need of some resources to help propel us and make us greater this year. So some of the things that we're going to be giving away include fitness classes, tax consultations, brand strategy consultations, etc. I just want to make sure that we literally have every single thing we need to fulfill our divine purpose. And this giveaway is strategically tailored to just that. Now, if you want to support this initiative, you can do so by directly donating towards the giveaway fund via clicking the link in the episode's description. And or if you have a business and you want to sponsor one of your services or products, you can do so by emailing tiara@theaccountabilitypartner.co. That's T-I-E-R-R-A @theaccountabilitypartner.co, not .com, .co. Or you can just shoot us a DM at the account partner on Instagram. And of course, I know I said a lot, but all this information is going to be listed in the description for your reference, you know, just in case you missed something and need to go back and retrieve the information that you need. Now, with that being said, let's just jump right into today's topic. Now, I know last week we talked about the importance of sowing seeds and laying a foundation that will cause us to see growth in our businesses, physical and mental health, relationships, etc. And this week, we're going to continue this conversation, but I'm going to shift it in a different direction. And we're going to discuss the topic of giving. Now, you know, I'm always going to break things down by going into the definition of the thing. So what does it mean to give? According to the Merriam-Webster Dictionary, to give means to freely transfer the possession of something to someone or to hand over to. Another definition says to cause or allow someone or something to have something or to provide or supply with. Synonyms include to give, to grant, to award, to donate. Now, as I read those different definitions, there were phrases that stood out to me. Specifically, I saw freely transfer and gift, you know, jump out at me. And it made me think about the heart and intent behind those who actually give. Now, when I think about the people who have actually given to me, I think of the fact that most times they weren't expecting anything in return. They gave generously, they gave freely, selflessly, you know, just out of the kindness of their heart in hopes to just support me and put a smile on my face. And that made me think of the scripture, and it's 2 Corinthians 9:6-7, which says, those who sow sparingly, see, we're getting back into the idea of sowing, those who sow sparingly reap sparingly, and those who sow generously will reap generously. Each one must give as he has decided in his heart, not reluctantly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver. Now, while my friends and supporters were giving cheerfully and freely, not expecting anything in return, God was taking note in heaven like, okay, bet. I saw Carmen go out of her way to make sure that Tiara got something for her birthday. Or I saw Ashley, you know, stop her car and go out of her car to make sure that she gave some money to the poor. So let me take note of whatever. Let me take note of that. And whatever was given to them, I'm going to make sure it's returned to them 100-fold. And then you look back on your life and you see how much you actually have been blessed. And a lot of the reasons why is a result of your giving. Now, I'll just use my life as an example. And I, of course, say all of these things with full humility. God has given me the gift of giving. Like, I love to help others. I make it a point to create and establish a lifestyle of giving. And honestly, because of it, I can boldly say that I have never, ever lacked a day in my life. Like, I think through the pandemic, I've been sustained financially during a time where so many people had suffered job loss or just experienced like a financial decline in businesses or whatever. I was sustained financially. And if I'm being even more transparent, I think I, you know, made more money. I got a lot of different ideas. God gave me business ideas. I was investing more. So I have really been sustained as a result of my giving. And even when times were rough, and I mean rough, God always made sure that your girl was good. And I know it's easy for us to get caught up in the things that we don't have and are currently experiencing, but I want us to take a moment to reflect on God, on how God has truly sustained us and literally, and I mean literally and tangibly, made ways out of no ways for us to have whatever it is that we needed, whether it was someone giving us some type of money or him supernaturally dropping money in our account. God is the God of principle. And his word says that those who sow generously will reap generously. And so if you have the mindset where I'm going to make sure that I give on a daily basis, like I love supporting my friends, I want to do this, I want to give to these people, God will respond and make sure that you're always good as well. You're going to reap generously. You're going to honestly reap even more than what you've sown as a result of your heart and of your giving. And that leads me to point one, which says, when you give, God has an order to return it to you. God has an order to return it to you when you give. And I know I've been highlighting how we've been blessed or how we're blessed when we give generously, but it's also important to consider the full scripture of 2 Corinthians 9, 6 through 7, which says, those who sow sparingly reap sparingly, and those who sow generously will reap generously. Each one must give as he has decided in his heart, not reluctantly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver. Now, when you look at the beginning of the scripture, it says those who sow sparingly will reap sparingly. And so, of course, what do? I look up the definition of sparingly. And the definition says, in a restricted or infrequent manner, in small quantities. Now, the urban synonym for sparingly in this terms of course, giving is stingy. We all know what it feels like to be around stingy people. People who are stingy, you know, don't really have friends, of course, because why would anyone want to surround themselves around someone who is stingy? They don't like to share their resources, their time, their money, their friends, whatever. And if you think about what the scripture says about those who actually sow sparingly or reap sparingly, think about it. If I'm the type of friend who's sowing negative seeds and I don't want to give my time, I don't want to distribute my time, energy, whatever, I'm now going to, God has to respond with by giving you those same exact type of friends. So now you're going to be surrounded around stingy people who you probably won't want to be around. And you ultimately won't have friends. So I say all this because it can be pointed, it can work in both ways. If you don't want to give, okay, bet. Like you're not, don't expect anything in return. But when you give cheerfully and freely and generously, God has an order to return whatever it is back to you. God is clear in the text, which says he loves a cheerful giver. And when we give cheerfully, I promise you, we will indeed be blessed in return, which leads me to my next point. Giving makes you feel good. Now, research has shown that giving makes us happier, makes us far happier than receiving. There are numerous studies that have shown that giving money to others or to charity or with time, whatever, will put a much bigger smile on our faces than spending on ourselves. Michael Norton, a professor at Harvard Business School, conducted a study where, along with his colleagues, he questioned about a little over 600 Americans about their level of income and what they actually spent their money on. And additionally, they were asked to rate their current or their own happiness. And Michael Norton And his colleagues found that regardless of income, those who spent money on others were, you know, very apparently more, far more happier than those who spent more money on themselves. And so I want you to think about how you felt after giving money to a charity or donating your time to help a friend. Like, I'm sure, I bet you a smile is coming to your face right now as it is mine. Because in those moments where we're serving others genuinely and generously, like the research has shown, it makes us feel good. And I truly believe we didn't really need a study to prove that. Like, I think about moments where I've supported a friend or a friend supported me, I smiled. And as a result of my smile, they smiled. And so giving genuinely makes us feel good. And that brings me to Acts 20:35, which says, "In all things I have shown you that by working hard in this way, we must help the weak and remember the words, Lord Jesus, how he himself said, it is more blessed to give than to receive." And I think about one, the scripture that says those who sow generously will reap generously, but also to this point of giving will make you feel good. You will truly experience joy when you give and serve others. Like, we were created to be servants. So when we aren't operating in that divine identity, or when we aren't giving and when we're not serving others, we are doing ourselves a disservice and actually not walking in the identity that God called us to. So if you've been down this past week, if you've been gloomy, if you've been depressed, if you've been just low, I want you to see how you can serve and or bless someone else. And I can assure you that after you do so, your spirits will be lifted. And then to my last point, giving inspires others to give. And I'll prove it to you with a personal story. There was one time I was in Dunkin' Donuts, you know, I was sitting there, I was hype, I was getting ready to order my, I think a cinnamon crunch or my cinnamon muffin toasted with butter and my coffee, light and sweet. And I ordered it, I got to the window or whatever. And the woman, the cashier had said, "Oh, the woman in front of you actually paid for your meal." And she said, "God bless." I was like, holy guacamole. I'm like, I'm so happy. So I said, in turn, "You know what? I want you to pay for the person's meal behind me." And I don't know how long that went on, but I just know for me, because someone, you know, went out of their way, someone who I don't even know went out of their way to bless me, I was then inspired to help others. And I wanted to keep it going. And not only was I happy, like I said, I was not only happy that someone blessed me, I was genuinely inspired to bless others. And not even in just that, you know, I was like, okay, now my spirits are lifted. Not only was I just blessed, but I just gave someone else. So now I'm feeling nice. And so I made it a point to see how I can bless someone, whether it was on the side of the street or whether I can call someone, give someone some words of encouragement, whatever it was, because I felt good, because someone blessed me, I was then inspired to give and bless others. And it makes me think of how we really just need more givers in our world. We need people who have a heart for others and have a heart of service. Because if you think about it, if we were all seeking to outserve and outgive one another, imagine how much joy and peace we'd experience in this world today, in a world full of so much hate, in a world full of selfishness, in a world full of envy and all of these things. And we've really made it a point to go out of our way to try and outserve one another, this world would be a better place. And now I promise I'm off my soapbox. And so just a recap, when you give, God has an order to return it to you. Like, it is a demand. God is a God of law and order. And because his word can never return to him void, if this word says those who sow generously will reap generously, you best believe, baby, when you gave that your last dollar to somebody, God was like, okay, bet, I'm taking note of that. And just know, for her birthday, I'm gonna make sure she get those Louis Vuitton shoes that she's been asking for. Simple as that. Point two, giving genuinely makes you feel good. I'm telling you, you experience so much joy when you give to people, when you serve others, to the point where, point number three, you are now like, you want to inspire others to give more, and that's what ends up happening. So this week's action item, it's plain and simple. I want you to be a blessing to someone this week, whether it's giving your time, money, support. I want you to do something that serves someone outside of yourself. Now, one thing I really like to do is grab sticky notes and write nice messages on it, whether it's like, you know, I hope you smile today. I hope you have a good day. God loves you. You're beautiful. You're fearfully and wonderfully made. And then I attach it to some money and give it to someone on the side of the street. And I don't think about what they're going to use the money on or what they're going to use the money for. I truly trust God enough to know that whoever receives my notes, their life's going to be transformed. Their lives are going to be changed. If you're looking for ways to sell, more ways to sell, you can shameless plug. You can sow into this giveaway fund. The information is all in the description box. We really want to just see how we can bless people and help them, you know, out with their businesses, personal lives, or whatever may have you. Whatever God lays on your heart to do, I want you to make it a point to do that this week. For Proverbs 19 and 17 says, whoever is generous to the poor lends to the Lord, and he will repay him for his deed. Like I said, God loves people who sow generously. God loves people who lend to the poor, who are generous to the poor. It said God will repay him for his deed. I'm telling you, I promise you, God is taking note of what it is that we're doing. And he's like, okay, you don't want to give to this person. He was being stingy. All right, bet. When you ask me for something, maybe I'm going to be a little stingy with it too. Or, you know, the contrary. If you give in abundance, if you give generously, God's going to repay you by rewarding you 100-fold. And so for the scriptures that I reference, and I'm not going to reread them, but 2 Corinthians 9, 6 through 7, Proverbs 9, 17, which I just read, Acts 20, 35, and then Luke 6, 38, which I didn't read, which says, give and it will be given to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over will be put into your lap. For with the measure, you will use it to be measured back to you. And that's what I'm saying. I'm trying to have God's blessings press, run, like chase me in good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over. I'm trying to experience the overflow of God. And I know one of the ways that I will be able to do so is a result of my giving. So I hope you all are blessed in some way. I really hope you all take away the importance of giving and make it a point, don't just make it a point, really make it a lifestyle to give to others more, to give just to bless people on a day-to-day basis. And I promise not only will you internally and mentally feel better, you will begin to experience God's hand tangibly in your life, whether it's in financial resources or ideation of businesses or ways to make money. God's favor will follow you. So I pray again that you are blessed by this. I want you to bless someone this week, and I hope to, you know, I hope you all tune into the giveaway fund when I begin to go live and begin blessing people with it. I love you. Peace out.